Today is Friday, the 9th of January in the season of Christmas.
The wisdom and the word, the speaking and the silence, the stillness and the stir, the spirit in the quiet, the sound of God and man, the sinner's lamentation, the flesh of the I am, the song of our salvation. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
John Guerra sings, Jesus. Can you turn the words of this song into your own prayer today?
The dawn bird song of life, the spring of earth and heaven, the water and the wine, the everlasting leaven. Stone on which I stumble, the vineyard owner's wage, the shepherd of the humble. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, I have believed that you are the Christ, the Son of God. It's true, but who are you to me? You are my life, the love of God, my Lord, my God.
Stay close, don't be far. You know.
Today's reading is from the first letter of John.
Be light, be kind, be gracious.
Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one's ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he's given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent his Son as the Saviour of the world. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love.
It always begins with God's love. God's love for the world and God's love for you. Take a moment to breathe in God's love. just as you are right now. And as you breathe out, share with God how you are in this moment. Take another 3 deep breaths. Breathe in God's love again, and this time, breathe that love of God out into the world. John tells us that God's love drives out fear. Can you bring to God an area of fear and let God love you in that part of your life? As we listen to the reading again, notice the ways that John speaks of abiding in God's love.
Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one's ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he's given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent his Son as the Saviour of the world. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believe the love that God has for us. God is love. And those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love.
John is clear in his message today. Love one another. What does this beloved disciple want you to know? speak to the Lord about what has been prompted in you today. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end.
Amen.